This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Denver voters are weighing whether to raise a sales tax to shore up finances of a key public health system, Denver Health. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
On the ballot, a 0.34% sales tax increase. That's an extra 3.4 cents on a $10 purchase. Denver Health runs a major hospital, family health centers, school-based clinics, EMS, 911 response, and more. But the number of uninsured patients it sees keeps rising. Medicaid and Medicare reimbursements don't cover expenses, and health costs in general keep going up. Here's CEO Donna Lynn.
Primary care, emergency services, mental health services, pediatric care, and substance use care are honestly at risk if we don't pass this measure.
Opponents worry the city sales tax is getting too high. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Aurora this weekend, some voters turned filling out their ballots into a bit of a party, and CPR's Kiara DiMari was there to see how it went.
This is our first ever Vote Mob, and Vote Mob is a celebration of voting, celebrating the habit of voting and the civic engagement.
Crystal Murillo is the executive director for Colorado's People Alliance and is a city councilwoman for Aurora, where the mob took place. There were stations set up for people to learn about the different ballot measures and to fill out their ballots.
We have organizations like partners with Count Me In. They do like nonpartisan plain language interpretation of these like big ballot measures that are gonna have a fiscal impact on our communities.
Once everyone had their ballots completed, they fell in line and walked to the ballot drop box together. I'm Kiara DiMari, CPR News.
Remember, if you want to mail in your ballot, this is the last day officials recommend you do so. That's to be sure it arrives in time to be counted next Tuesday. You're listening to CPR News. More news anytime, day or night, at our website, cpr.org.